Something horrible has happened to a local businessman. There was a black man at an Edmonds restaurant. He recorded an encounter with a white guy who he said accused him of not paying for a drink. Black guy posts the video on social media. Somebody else grabbed it and said, "Is this the guy?" And they posted the name of my guest, Dean. And Dean, can I say your last name here?
Sure. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Dean Worthy, Dean's Home Repair. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. And first of all, Dean, I'm just very sorry to hear what has happened to you. So let's walk through this. So how did you first discover that you were being linked to an incident that you had no part of?
Well, I woke up in the morning and I turned on the computer and I turned on my Yelp page to look for incoming messages for jobs. And I was looking at all of these reviews that were just horrible, horrible one-star reviews. And I was going through looking, wait a minute, what's going on here? Are these people from the East Coast, Midwest, and California and everywhere else? And something didn't click quite right. So I started researching that, and I realized this something is really, really wrong here. Then my phone started blowing up with hate messages, threat messages. "We're coming for you, bro. We got your address off the internet. You know, you're done for. We're going to, you know," threatening to kill me.
Yeah.
And I was just about ready to go nuts. And then I started realizing this is obviously mistaken identity, and right, I'm going to have to pursue it from that angle.
I got to tell you, I don't even think you look that much like the white guy in the video at the Edmonds restaurant.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that tremendously. I really do. And I am a heavyset bald guy, and that guy's a heavyset bald guy. And it's not a real good close-up picture of that guy. But yeah, that's really kind of you to say. And, you know, when you look at these videos sometimes, if you just get a quick glance at it, it's easy for to stick that picture in your mind. And then you start thinking, well, God, maybe that is him. And that's what happened. Yeah. Because this guy, Carlos Dillard, who made the accusations, he was hit up by some people on TikTok. And they said, oh, yeah, that's him. So then somebody else went onto my Yelp page and pulled a picture off my Yelp page of me and inserted it into the video. And that's where they... Yeah, that was supposed to be making it valid.
Right.
Whoa. that was a real, real problem.
So having experienced this, how does it affect your view of first of all, let's start with of humanity, of the fact that somebody can see something on the internet, not verify it, and then say they want to kill you? I mean, what does that do about your perspective of the human spirit?
It really makes me wonder how much the internet, you know, it makes me look at like the internet is a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
It's been a blessing because of all the work it's brought me for my business. But at the same time, you know, it's like one person says one thing and then it explodes. And the next thing you know, somebody drives by your house and sprays you with bullets.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? Is that what we've come to in our society where we don't question anything? If it's on the internet, it must be gospel, right? That's the biggest issue here, really.
You know,
do we believe what we see?
Right. So what's the process here? Are you able to get Yelp and whoever else has been posting horrible things about you? Are you able to get them to pull all of them?
That is actually happening as we speak. My Yelp page is being monitored right now. It says that they are in review of my entire page. I spent hours and hours individually flagging and reporting each one of those false reviews that was on Yelp, sending them all in. And then now my Yelp page is being they're basically dismantling it and hopefully putting it back together without all the nasty stuff.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
So it doesn't sound like it's going to do permanent damage to your livelihood?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Hopefully not, yeah.
And then what about legal action against the guy who posted your picture erroneously?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Well, here's the thing. This is clearly an issue where I could pursue legal action against him. This is liable.
Sure.
And it's absolutely something that he could be prosecuted for and taken down. But you know something? I've done a lot of thinking about this. The internet is such that when you are a person who is prominent for posting things out there, he has the ability to do anything he wants. It's almost like a person in prison with the right connections can reach outside the prison walls and make stuff happen. Right. If I was to pursue this and sue this guy and destroy him, which, yeah, could do, if I did that, I would fully expect horrible retribution from his disciples. And don't want that.
I understand what you're saying, and I know that is just reality. But is that the way we're supposed to live? You know, to be afraid of vigilantes on the internet? The reason I have so much sympathy for you is because I've been a victim of internet lynch mobs, and I know what this is all about. And I've thought long and hard about doing stuff like I'm suggesting to you, but I haven't done it either. So I have not pulled the trigger with legal action, but there have been a couple cases where I certainly could have.
Yes, sir. And that's exactly where my brain went with all of this. And I talked to my brothers about it, and they said, man, we're going to take him down. We're going to do this. We're going to shut him down. We're going to ruin him. We're going to sue him. And I said, take a breath, brothers. We got to think logically here. And an old retired judge told me something. They said, it used to be justice happened and people would pursue things for the people who did wrong and things worked out the way they wanted. That isn't the reality anymore. Now, it isn't a matter of what's right and what's wrong. It's a matter of survival. Mm. That's the new world we live in right now. And if you want to survive, you got to be smart and you got to make those choices to deal with the things that are happening around you and try to keep your head above water, because our world's in trouble. Let's be honest. In trouble. Our city's in trouble. Things are not looking real good, but we have to try our best every day to move forward in a positive light and try to do the things that are going to be the best for ourselves and our families.
Good for you, man.
And avoiding my house getting attacked and killed, you know, all that stuff. That's what I have to focus on.
I assume your business address that's listed is your home address?
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah.
You're a home repair guy. And do you have family at the house with you, too?
Well, at times, I'm actually a single guy, but you know, I have a girlfriend, and I have people that come and go and for my house.
Sure.
So, yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. No, sure. You got to watch out for everybody. Okay, last thing. This is the most important thing I'm going to ask you. A box in my yard, an irrigation that feeds all my sprinkler system. I noticed it was gurgling water this weekend. Would you be able to fix that for me? Would you?
I love that question.
I'm serious, Dave.
You know,
we called our irrigation people this morning, and they can't come until late August, and our yard and plants are going to die.
Okay, so here's what I've got for you. I actually do very minor repairs, but I have someone for you, and I've got their phone number, and I've got that.
Okay, tell you what, let's wrap up the interview here, and then I'll get that from you off the air, okay? Okay.
Okay.
This is Dean Worthy. He is the proprietor of Dean's Home Repair, and based on this conversation, you sound like a very good man, Dean. I'm very sorry that this mistaken identity has happened to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. All right. Okay, go check him out, Dean's Home Repair. If you have thoughts on all this, text me, 98973. That's 98973. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.